Welcome to Spicy Spectrum Podcasts, your go-to source for genuine connections in the online world, where we explore the diverse perspectives of the online sex work industry. I'm your host, Peppercat, and today we're delving into this intriguing intersection of artificial intelligence and sex work. In recent years, we've seen advancements in artificial intelligence that have sparked many discussions about its potential to revolutionize various industries. However, these conversations lies a question: could AI eventually take over aspects of the sex work industry? And I was inspired by this conversation from this month's Friday feature with BB Applehoney. She's a BBW cam model who I interviewed a couple of weeks ago this month for the month of May. And she shared her perspective, and I shared a snippet of it on Twitter. Here's a snippet of the interview.
Like, people crave that physical, mental, like, connection to somebody. And I don't think that a computer or AI can generate that actual human connection with people. So I don't think that, I mean, I'm not afraid of it happening, because, like I said, you know, talking to people and just being real and honest with people, I think that will deter them from choosing AI over actual people.
But she basically talked about the importance of human connection, which is what I talk about on here on this podcast. So I thought it was interesting and I wanted to talk more about it. And I actually took a survey online on Twitter, and I basically said, it was an anonymous poll and it was for sex workers and those who consume sex work. And I basically asked my followers if they saw AI taking over the adult industry, and 37 people took the survey. 30% said yes, they see AI taking over the adult entertainment industry, and 70% said no, that's not going to happen. So I thought it was really interesting. I'm not shocked, actually, because I have my own opinions, and but I wanted to get the perspective of others to add them to the conversation. And I've been thinking about the role of AI and how it could impact the sex work industry, especially as someone who's active in it, and especially because technology is advancing pretty quickly. And it does raise a question as to if we'll be replaced and if it's more convenient for others, and if it's the future of sex work, and if that's something that we could see happening. So as a digital sex worker who does phone sex, clip creations, live cam shows, pictures, sexing, and sub sites, I am deeply entrenched in this online community, and I bring firsthand experience and insight to this discussion. And I wanted to first talk about how AI in the sex work industry redefines boundaries. AI-powered platforms have the potential to redefine boundaries of what intimacy looks like in the sex work industry. And it can go from being personalized experiences to virtual companionship. And these innovations can offer new avenues for people to explore and connect, and maybe explore, you know, some type of, you know, act they've always thought about doing, and do it through an AI-powered platform, which is something to think about for the future. While it can be personalized, it can also be dangerous as well. I mean, we talk about, you know, Taylor Swift and her face and AI being integrated on Twitter and it turning into like a porn picture. And it's been a big conversation. So, I mean, yes, AI can be more convenient and personalized and some say it could be more creative, but what ethical boundaries does that cross for people's personal privacy or taking pictures and using it where it doesn't belong? And so that could be potential and have potential risks. And while it may not directly impact the person who's doing it, it can impact the person who can fall victim of that as well. But also you can get in a lot of trouble for doing it. Then you can get in trouble and put your own life at risk too. And, but yeah, I mean, it's interesting seeing how it could redefine boundaries and what that looks like in the industry. And then also the impact of human intimacy. I mean, we all saw the impact of human intimacy, especially during the pandemic when people were stuck indoors and they didn't have access to human connection as much. And that's when you saw the rise of sex work and people seeking out more phone sex or OnlyFans and signing up for these platforms because they were missing that human connection that they once had and that was taken away from them once they were on lockdown. And so when we think about AI, yes, AI may enhance convenience and be more accessible in the sex work industry, but it also raises concerns about the erosion of genuine human intimacy that is natural and that you can only get from a human. Because as interactions become more digital and less human, one could argue that having AI doesn't help to maintain authentic connections and emotional depth. And that becomes increasingly challenging because if you don't have that natural human connection that you can get from someone, then it just doesn't seem or feel real. And although convenient, it's not authentic. And I tell this story. So I'm a part of different Reddit. So sex workers online and I'm sure other groups, we have like different conversations with one another online. And so anyway, this cam model, she's also a phone sex operator. She made a comment or she was saying she was doing a phone sex call and this guy called her bragging on the phone about how AI is going to take her job as a phone sex operator. And she said this guy was on the phone for like an hour or something like that. It was some extended time to where she was making a lot of money off of him. And she was like, this guy really called me to start an argument about how AI is going to take my phone sex job while he's paying me and talking to me on the phone, wanting to pick a fight with me, and I'm making money off of him, even with him talking to me about how I'm going to be replaced. He's still paying to get pissed off and argue because he probably has some humiliation, you know, fetish or, you know, like where he gets off on arguing. And you can only get that genuine interaction with a human. And so she was saying how funny it was and how that's the perfect example of what happens, at least within our industry. Yeah, AI can possibly take over our job in certain aspects, but can it really have that human connection where you can only get from someone? Like in this case, he could only get the triggered response that he was looking for by calling her and paying to get it from her. She's a human. So, I mean, yeah, like it's more convenient and you can probably do chat boxes, but at the end of the day, it gets old. It's not genuine. It's not real. And that's the main source of sex work is human connection. That's what it is. And you can only get that from an actual person. And even with me, like I do video cam, I'm not in the room with the person, but you can still feel that connection or that feeling of being comfortable, you know, having a flow conversation, or you can only feel that through sound and seeing a person and a human who's real and genuine compared to an AI robot. I do think that in the future, not now, they will find a way for, like, I don't know, AI robots or whatever to seem or have more genuine connections, but I don't think it's anytime soon. And I don't think that's the main focus right now. There's too many things going on in the world for them to even consider that as like the priority. You know what I mean? And then finally, when it comes to AI and the sex work industry, you also have to think about, which we mentioned briefly, is ethical considerations. You have to think about consent, privacy, your algorithm and how that's impacted within what you search or how you use the internet. But when it comes to that, keeping in mind having accountability and user agency when using these AI programs for sex work and the potential harm it may have with not being as ethical as it should be while technology continues to advance. But me, I'm all about human connection and having that genuine human connection. That's why I love this industry. I have a background in psychology and media, and I put it together, which is perfect and is basically what I do, and I love it. And I think it allows me to be creative. I invite you to check out this wonderful solution I have for what I think helps with human connection, as well as being able to have a more customized experience and not have constraints on what you want to do. Feel free to reach out to me for a discovery call within the next 72 hours. Make sure to like, subscribe, and follow the social media pages so that you could catch up on little snippets of the interviews, as well as participate in surveys and interact. I also encourage you to also throw out some topics that you would like to be discussed or anyone you'd like to see me interview. I want people to feel comfortable interacting and being involved because you're an active listener and I want to hear your voice and what you have to say. For now, have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for tuning in as always. Stay spicy and stay safe and stay cool. The summer is coming up and the weather is getting warm. So I look forward to hearing back from you all. Join in online and tune in for next week's episode on Spicy Spectrum Podcast. This is your host, Pepper Cat, signing off.